We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. It is rivalry week here in New York City. The Rangers played the Islanders earlier this week. The Knicks played the Nets. Well, Sunday, it's time for the NFL to take its turn. The New York Giants and the New York Jets in the battle for bragging rights at MetLife Stadium. The Giants are 5-6, tied for first place in the NFC East, while the Jets are 6-5, fighting for a wild card in the AFC, so an important game for both teams. And, Paul, you take a look at the strengths of these teams with the Jets. Let's start on offense. They have two excellent wide receivers in Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker, perhaps the best pair of wide receivers the Giants will face all year. Giants cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie knows they're a big-time challenge.
You got to get in his passing lane. You know, he's got to, like, to step up and make that throw down the field. If you take it away, that's when you tend to see his balls, like, tend to kind of not get there. But, you know, with the receivers he has, you got to understand that the play is never over. He's going to throw it up to him because, you know, they're a big body. He know they can go get it. So you definitely got to be prepared. So just be focused on, even when you got good coverage, to know that the ball still is going to come.
And, Paul, these two wide receivers have pretty unique skill sets. Brandon Marshall, a bigger guy, very physical, while Decker has speed to get you over the top.
Yeah, and both of them can score touchdowns in a hurry. Marshall has 9 touchdown receptions, and Decker's got 8.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. In fact, they're both top 10 in the National Football League right now. And so, you know, the Giants certainly have to be not only aware of those guys, but it's about getting to the quarterback. You heard what DRC said about Fitzpatrick. You got to disrupt him because those guys will make plays on the other end of the ball if he can get it to them.
And what sets up Ryan Fitzpatrick and those two wide receivers is the Jets' running attack. Everything begins with Chris Ivory. Now, Giants middle linebacker Jasper Brinkley has been an important cog in the Giants stopping the run the last few weeks. He knows Ivory is a tough guy to take down.
You know, he's going to break all the arm tackles. You know, that's clear as daylight. If you're watching on film, he runs the ball hard. You know, kind of puts you in the mindset of the old school running backs that's going to run violent. He runs very violent, and you know, you take your hat off to a running back like that. You know, you know what you're going to get with it, so you have to definitely come to play.
And, Paul, much like the Redskins last week, the Jets want to start with the run and work the pass off of that running game with play action. They want to have a balanced attack.
There's no question. I mean, they want to take the pressure off of Fitzpatrick because he does tend to get a little inconsistent, does get into these slumps, so they would much rather have him manage the game than go out and win it. Well, that means a heavy dose of Ivory, who had two big 140-plus or so yard games earlier in the year, then tended to slump for a month or so, and now the last 3 or 4 weeks, he's starting to run the ball better again. Not good timing for the Giants.
The dude reminds me of Marion Barber, someone the Giants used to face with Dallas. Not the fastest guy, not the biggest guy, but he's physical, and as Jasper Brinkley said, a very violent runner, very tough to take down. Now, of course, the Jets' biggest weapon might be their defense, and it starts for them with stopping the run. Eli Manning, on tape, sees a very powerful and tough-to-push-around defensive line.
They're big guys, and they're athletic, and so they do a good job, you know, sometimes bringing different pressures as well. You know, the front four is just, you know, a lot of size, and they'll do some twist and move it around, and they tend to change up from week to week and give a lot of different looks and try to confuse the offensive line and the quarterback. But we got to do a great job in our preparation and block them up and have enough time to get the ball down the field.
Paul, there's a reason the Jets are ranked first against the run. Leonard Williams, Sheldon Richardson, and Muhammad Wilkerson are pretty darn good players.
Pretty good linebackers, too. Their front seven is about as physical and as stout and as aggressive as you're going to find in the National Football League. And the other problem that they give you, though, are those looks. They will give you different looks. They will stunt, and when I say stunt, I mean twist guys. You'll have guys crisscrossing each other as they attack the line of scrimmage, John. And that causes a lot of confusion for people. And they'll do that on running downs, not just passing downs. And so they're clogging up lanes left and right. They give you a lot of trouble.
And you talk about the pass rush a little bit with those stunts, with that movement. The Jets, middle of the league in terms of sacks, but they put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They force quick throws, and that really gives opposing quarterbacks trouble.
John, how many times have we talked over the course of the year? It's not always about sacks. It's about the heat. The Jets are second in the National Football League in quarterback hits. They do affect the passer. And Wilkerson, Oh, boy, is he a load.
And with the potential loss of Darrelle Revis for them this week, odds are he's not going to play coming back from that concussion. The Jets will need some pass rush to disrupt Eli Manning, Odell Beckham, and the Giants' passing attack. Paul, we appreciate the time. Thanks
so
much.
You got it, John.
Those are your three matchups to watch when the Giants take on the Jets at MetLife Stadium on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's a big one, folks. Make sure you check it out.